Erevin, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin, 4-7. Okay, so we've established that the normal way in which one determines where his tchum is that confines him on Shabbos to fulfill the pasuk or the smachta to the pasuk of al yetzi ish mim komo, a person, people shouldn't go out from their place on Shabbos, is that a person measures 2,000 amos in all directions from where his home is or his hometown is, if he's inside a hometown. And alternatively, if a person doesn't want to be confined to 2,000 amos around his home or hometown, he can have one of two possibilities. He can either physically stand out somewhere, and then as Shabbos comes in, and then where he's standing can be his makom shvisa, the center of his 2,000 amma tchum. Again, when I say center, I mean it's a circle, it's a square, okay? You get 2,000 amos in all four directions, and then that you draw a square about those four points. So that means really, technically, if you go, like, say, to the upper corner of one of the square, then you could get 2,800 amos, roughly. It's 2,000 times the square root of 2, almost, away. In any case, the orientation of that square, I don't want to discuss right now. But anyways, the point is it's a square, not a circle. And while we're on the side point about measuring the square here, because it comes in our Mishnah also, the mil, 2,000 amos is referred to as a mil in Chazal. The mil is really a Latin word, the millipasis, the 1,000 paces, from the Roman army. They made that the mile, like our modern word mile comes from the same word mil. The Romans defined the mile, the mil, their mil, as the length, one pace is the length of 5 human feet. The human foot ends up being a little less than 12 inches in the time of the Romans, and therefore you have basically 5,000 Roman feet, which works out to being about 4,860 of our modern day 12-inch feet, which is fine, a little shorter than the current, than our, what we call a mile in modern time, which is 5,280 feet. Okay, so it's about 10% shorter almost. In any case, so the mil of the Mishnah is actually a little shorter than our modern day mile, and that's 2,000 amos, and that's the area by which you're confined to your makom on Shabbos. So the third possibility, which has been the focal point of our Mishnah, is that instead of standing out in some place other than your home, you can put some food there as your proxy, set there by you or by your agent, and then the food becomes a sanctuary, 2,000 amma tchum. Our Mishnah will discuss that other way, which is peculiar to someone who's traveling. It's unique, a unique dispensation, that if a person's on the road and he's traveling, he's able to set up a makom shvisa, a center of his tchum, at which he is neither standing nor does he have food there. It's a special leniency just for travelers. And a person can say, there's a place that X marks the spot, and that's where I want my makom shvisa to be. It's a specific X, it's over there. And you would get 2,000 amos in all four directions from that X. As an aside, a halachic aside that the Mishnah doesn't discuss, but it's important, the halacha, it has to be, that X has to be within 2,000 amos of where he makes the declaration, and it has to be that he could get to that X marks the spot location if he ran before Shabbos came in. So as long as that's true, even though Shabbos hasn't yet come in, and he actually is going to walk leisurely to get to there on Shabbos, if he will get there even on Shabbos, it doesn't make a difference, as long as he could get there by Shabbos if he ran. So therefore, you have to make this declaration fairly early. If you do, it's effective. And that's the point of our Mishnah here. But the actual centerpiece of our Mishnah is that the place X has to be fairly specific. And therefore the Mishnah says, Misha bava derech, if a person is traveling on the road, v'chashechalo, when he sees it's getting dark and it's Friday afternoon and he doesn't want to be confined to the 2,000 amos around where he's standing now. Let's say for argument's sake, his home is now within 4,000 amos where he's standing. So if you would designate an X marks the spot to the center of his tchum, you know, in the direction of his home, he'd actually be able to get all the way home on Shabbos. But it's 1,000 amos from where he's standing now. So if that's the case, he can say, V'haya makir ilan o gader, if he knows a specific tree or a specific, you know, stone wall, and he wants, he can That will be his X that marks a spot. Va'amar, he says, Shvisasi tachtav, and he says, my makom shvisa, my home base, is the area underneath that tree. Lo amar klum, it's not effective. Why is it not effective? I just said it is effective. It's not effective because the area under the tree is bigger, meaning under the canopy of the tree, is bigger than dal amos, or even if you look at the chachamim, it's bigger than 8 amos in all directions, assuming that's true. So if the area under the tree is bigger than 8 amos by 8 amos, so then he didn't designate a specific place. And since it's ambiguous where his makom shvis is, it's not in the same, it could be anywhere in multiple locations that are not within the same dal amos, so then it's ineffective. That's what the Bartaner learns, based on Rav Sheet in the Gemara. In contrast, if he says shvisasi beikro, if he says my makom shvisa, my home base, is at the base of the tree, so since the tree is not 8 amos on a side, not, you know, where the chum or 4 amos on a side, according to those other shitas like Rabbi Eliezer, mahalach memakom raglav, mahalach memakom raglav, vad ikro alpayim ama umikro vad besa alpayim ama. Then he's permitted, since he designated a specific place, X marks the spot, the base of the tree, that's a single within Zalat Amos, he can walk on Shabbos all the way to the tree, and he continue walking on Shabbos from the tree all the way to his house, because the house within 2,000 Amos of his tree. Nimsa, he'll come out then, that Mahalech Mechashecha Arba Arbat Alafim Ama. It'll turn out then he's able to walk a total of 4,000 Amos on Shabbos, because he set up that tree to be the center of his, you know, 2,000 amos from where he is now, and 2,000 amos to where he's going to go. Fine. Now, I explain the Mishnah according to the Bar Tanura, which is if you have an area under the canopy of the tree which is bigger than, let's call it 8x8, because remember, like from the previous Mishnah, Tacham said that you're in the middle, dal amos means the middle of a square that's 4 amos in all 4 directions, meaning a square that's 8x8 amos. So as long as, if you specify the under the specific trunk of the tree, it's effective. Again, we're not talking about a giant sequoia tree, which would be, you know, bigger than 8 amos on the side. We're talking about something less than that, so it would be good enough. Whereas if you say under the canopy of the tree or at the behind, beside or beneath a wall, since that area is more than 8 amos, you haven't specified a specific enough place, and therefore it's not effective. That's the Rav, who argues with Shmuel. The Bar Tanura goes with him, like the Rambam. Okay. Lahalacha, it's not so simple. Shmuel argues the Rav, and Shmuel says such a declaration of under the tree is effective. It's just that since we don't know where under the tree is his makom shvisa, so therefore we have to be strict in all ways. It's like a suffix. So that means, for argument's sake, if the area under the tree were 20 amos from east to west, so that would mean he could only go a total of another 1,980 amos to the west from the far east side and 1,980 amos from the east from the far west side. You know, that we assume the worst to be Machmir. But the declaration is still effective on some level, just we have to go Lechumra because that's Suffolk. That's Shmuel Shita. And many Rishonim, including the Rosh, the Tur, the Rajba, the Ritva, go with Shmuel, meaning much more lenient, meaning such a declaration from a distance is yes effective, even if the area that you describe as your Makom Shvisa is larger than, let's say, 8x8 amos. The Shulchan Aruch brings both shitas down. He brings the shita of, I'll call it most Rishonim, if you will. Then he brings on the Rambam, so the Rif Paskins like him. The Mishnah Brura acknowledges Eliyahu Rava, says Halacha Maker Adin is like the most of the Rishonim. The Mishnah Brura himself is not convinced that's necessarily the case. So it's a big question mark. Therefore, for sure, Lahalacha, Lacharchila, one certainly should be specific in where his X marks the spots, localizing an X that's less than 8 amos on the side. But Bidiyevit, it's very possible. You could, in such a weird scenario that you're actually on the road and you'd set up such a Tchum at a distance, you certainly have plenty of people to rely upon, that it's effective even if the area you designated is bigger than 8x8 amos, just to be machmir, and confine yourself to that suffix, the worst, you know, assume the worst in terms of where the beginning of your 2,000 amos is, and then you get 2,000 amos from that point.